Hello, welcome back to Talk Tuesdays. I hope you had a moment to check out the recap episode. The recap episode will let you know where I started from and where we're hopefully going. This is a self-development podcast. I'm going to give you the goods. Hope that you'll be able to apply them in your life, circumstances, and choices. And I also want to highlight a website that I created, anxietyanonymous.com. It'll just be a database full of resources of practitioners, therapists, resorts, retreats, things that could help you along your self-development journey. They're just fun things, and I think they'll be good for you. But I also think the information isn't publicly available, so the database will have everything. I'm thinking about establishing like an entry fee to get in. I'll see about that. But for now, just check out anxietyanonymous.com. Welcome to another season. And I would like to say today I recorded this episode twice. Once outside and once in an office space. Both times wouldn't have sound as good today because I got my equipment with me. So I just wanted to jump right back into it. Today's episode is about self-love. And I had an epiphany last week. And I just wanted to share it with you. In regards to self-love, I never really knew what it meant. Intellectually, I understood what the words meant, but I didn't understand how they applied to me individually. And as time has grown, I understand so much of my life experiences being the average of what I've learned unconsciously, just environments that I've been in. So self-love now to me is really about me making consistent decisions and not betraying myself. I don't want to do anything against my goal, pursuit, or purpose, because that's my God-given right. I feel like I have to see that out. And I think that's the funny thing. I feel like God is like probably laughing, like, because we have free will to do anything. And you can choose these things that have nothing to do with your aligned purpose. But I consider that me making a decision outside of myself as betraying myself. So as I'm trying to unpack it, I'm trying to figure out, well, where did I learn to like silence myself? And that's, you know, a sad little history down memory lane. But I learned love to be something to tolerate. I've never had an emphatic experience in love or noise. Like the comfort of noise was loving to me at one point. And now it's just like, I'm okay with silence. So as I grow and I grow and I unpack that, I just wanted to share my relationship with self-love and how I'm changing it beyond the performative nature of it, which is crazy because Tuesday, as this episode is released, is Valentine's Day. And Valentine's Day, I remember as a kid, it was fun when you got those cards from like your local Rite Aid or something and you gave everyone a card and said something cute and had some candy. I thought that was cute. But now Valentine's Day is more so a peek into what other people are doing for Valentine's Day because we have the internet and things like that now. But more so anything, I don't think Valentine's Day is about love either. I think it's just more of a performative thing. That's just my perspective with it. I more so want to develop and focus on what self-love is for me and how to change my journey with it so I'm not tolerating myself and I'm not ignoring myself, because most of my life experiences, I'm just pushing myself through trying to get to the goal. And I don't really enjoy the process that it takes to get to it. And that's what this podcast is for me. And that's what my YouTube is for me. And anything that I create is in me sharing it is me learning to enjoy my natural skill set and my natural focus. That's my greatest objective with filming and sharing content, is to enjoy myself and not really wait on the validation on someone else to receive it. So as far as my self-love journey has gone and me like ignoring myself, I've always practiced self-development. So I wake up early, I do the gratitude, I'm meditating because I do want to feel good, and I'm doing all this stuff, all this work on myself so I can go into an environment that I don't like, because that's all I know. I was from a smaller town, so there was like a limited options in regards to like employment and things like that. So I'll spend most of my day doing something that I don't want to do. And then as soon as I'm off work, I feel like that's my time for me. And I'm doing this huge 360 to just make my life about me. The things that I wake up and do, the things that I explore, it's about me. And I love myself enough to go through that process, even though I don't know. Because it seems like I have a broad knowledge of what I don't like. I know what I don't like and I know how it feels, but it's so familiar to me that it's almost like it's easier for me to tolerate the things that I don't like rather than me openly and open-mindedly explore what I don't know out of love. Like, I kind of associate that unknown with a fear. So I just was reading this book on my commute home called When Things Fall Apart, and really trying to embrace the nature of fear being fun. And I'll unpack that. This is like my second or third time reading that book, but I definitely need to read it again. And I'll unpack what that is. But right now, self-love for me is a whole nother route. It's really like me knowing myself. And I don't know how I feel about knowing myself now, because I feel like I know myself now in a way that I didn't know myself previously. And I just want to take everything I know now and take advantage of it. That's my greatest desire for myself. If I know this about myself, I want to act on it. And I want to show up, and I want to be able to do this. So I hope that you get what this is. I hope that you have your own journey with self-love and your own understanding. Please share it. Let me know some experiences that you have that are similar beyond the practices, your daily rituals, or what you do to keep your relationship with self-love consistent. How does it operate within your life? That's the big red flag for me right now. I love myself, so I do this thing. And I'm creating these things, and I know that this is going to lead to something else. Even though I can't see it, I feel that I'm in my purpose, and I feel that I'm aligned, and I love myself enough to go in these spaces and to show up. So I just want to share that in hopes that you can share that with yourself. Because if anybody would have broke down self-love to me in that way, I would have questioned it. I more so was receiving it as I received Valentine's Day. It's like, oh, this is just something somebody's saying. This is something someone's doing, not really understanding how it's relative to me. So this is me on a whole self-love journey, and I welcome you to embrace your own self-love journey as well. I want to take a moment to highlight the sponsor of this episode, Sano Health Food Center. It's at 4069 Broadway, New York, New York. So if you're on the A or the C line and you're coming uptown, you get off at 168th, you walk like two blocks, it'll be on the left-hand side. And we can also take the one train up here too. It's uptown, so it's when Harlem ends and the Heights begins, but they have everything you need in this store. This is my go-to. I used to just go here for wheatgrass shots during COVID, and now when I need chlorophyll or I need to re-up on my vitamins, food, everything they have there is basically the best selection. So you know how there's an aisle in the market that has all the good nutritious, the juice, not the sugary juices, but the pure pineapple juices and things like that. The best water, alkaline, probiotics, anything you need is basically in the store. It's ran by a family, and they're all really, really cool, really down to earth, and they help you with everything. I know that I need to go here, but they're closed. Their hours are, I need to remind myself of this, Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 7. And I need to go for some chlorophyll because I sweat when I work out, and it pours out of me. And I kind of want to detox the inside of my body so my relationship with my sweat can change. But that's Sano Health Food Center, and it's at 4069 Broadway, New York, New York. Check them out. You could call them up. Put your order over the phone, 212-928-1250. And definitely be healthy on the inside and out. I hope you enjoyed today's episode about self-love. Please reach out, tweet, gram, talk, snap, all that. See you guys next week.